Blog Talk Radio.
You know, one thing I tell people is that if you hear an allegation, be careful. Take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, I said allegations that I ignore. But I brought out because, you know, peeping, looking inside my home is a violation. I do not allow it because I own my place. But another insanity thing related to this is someone who made up stories about my mental health. Breaking the law with lies about my mental health, you know, it really is an evil human being. And I said that if they spread rumors about me, I will file a lawsuit for defamation. First of all, I do these podcasts and bring up these allegations. I brought up the allegations of peeking in the home. And they were legitimate because I told the police before that it had been going on for years. In my condo, Cape Colony, I don't like when someone say they're going to hotwire my home or put a cord on my home, just like they did last night to look in, because they heard me get on podcast, get angry, or they heard me play my keyboard. My keyboard, I play like once or twice a week because keep down the noise, or it's not even that loud. You can't even hardly hear it. I think that these people don't know how to live in this society or mind their business. So that is a violation. If, you know, and again, it's an allegation. I keep saying allegation because it's the truth. I had to tell the truth 100%, but it's a violation. It may have happened. May have happened means it may have happened, and it's very, and it could have happened. It's a violation. You know, I don't like people making preconceived notions about my mental health or concern about me because, or, you know, it's just not right. It has to be something extremely concerning, like life-threatening or homicide, suicide, or the person ain't, you know, if I was falling over and I couldn't wake up or something, I know I'd be put in the hospital. I'm not one of those homeless people who come over here who sleep on the streets all the time, and, you know, they're putting people like that in the hospital who sleep on the street and who are not well enough. You know, I'm glad they passed that law. But I am well enough to understand reality. I am an artist. I'm very high functioning. It's just that these people want to destroy. I'm dealing with a criminal who want to destroy me simply because I have ambitions. It's stemming from their racism. They grew up in South Carolina, the past, where they don't like minorities like me succeeding. They're ignorant about adversity. They should have been investigated and put in jail for a hate crime long time ago, in my opinion. They should have been put in jail for what they're doing. Had to do with jealousy because I want to be a lawyer. I want to move on. I want to be an artist. The celebrity situation, seeing me on a computer, they don't know how to mind their business. They lack control of themselves. They don't have the capacity to understand the boundaries of what is right and wrong as far as legal rights, and they refuse to. Like I said, I have these people who said they were conservative, thinking there's going to be, because it ain't going to be no conservative majority. They want to be a militia, KKK, like, it can't happen. All these African-American predators who are doing drugs, who targeted me simply because I'm black and don't like me hanging around with white people, and that's racism. And again, I'm colorblind. So because I do podcasts and because I complain a lot, and it was just an allegation, they make these false allegations that I'm not well. So they think they have a right to, they say out their mouths, they have the right to violate the law, break the law with lies, you know, by looking into my home, making false assessments on me, because it's all part of that ulterior motive, because they're racist. They already don't like a black person or my Buddhists. You know, they think I'm different. So it's an indirect racism thing. They're using it, ulterior motives. They said they called the school. They're making assessments on me, making lies about me, and they live in my building. And, you know, it's not right. These people are dangerous criminals, period. It's against the law. I don't care if they make the defense that Cape Colony is a state, is their own, colonels can do what they want. They cannot do what they want. They cannot violate criminal laws in the state. So, you know, that's why I speak about this, because it's been going on for the last 19 years since I lived here. I do want to move because I want to live around people who are well-established and rational, who are not criminals, who know how to mind their business, and not antisocial. These people, but again, these people made up stories that I wasn't well, I need medication, I got schizophrenia. That is lies, lies, lies. If they were legitimate law-abiding people, all they had to do was contact me directly, contact the board, had the board contact me, contact the police, and so on. Instead, they're going to take the law in their own hands, retaliate, because they're criminals. They've been in jail before. They've been charged with something. They like to be antisocial because of their bigotry. They say they're conservative, or they say they're selling drugs. I don't deal with criminals. Are they envious? They're from Stanford. Are they envious? They can't move on with their lives, so they come up with some story so they can perpetuate their bigotry or their animosity or their criminal intent toward me for no reason except being plain evil. The underlying motive is being evil and dangerous, trying to carry out evil tactics against me because they're up to no good. They're saying that they got records from CPC. You know that's against the law. And then they said, oh, I should, because I ain't working, I need to go to, because there ain't going to be no conservatorship in 2 or 3 years because I'm too high functioning. I'm very high functioning. You know, I'm a law student, and even if I stop being a law, I'm very high functioning. I'm an artist. I own my business. Why are they targeting me? They're targeting me because they don't like me trying to succeed. They're targeting me because they're dangerous bigots. And they should have been investigated for a hate crime a long time ago. They're targeting me because they don't like what they see, because they want to destroy me for trying to be ambitious and trying to be a goody two-shoe. And express myself. That's exactly what it is. So they make up lies about my mental health to excuse to trespass, make up lies about my mental health to look at my home. And that in itself is a felony, a violation. If it's true, I believe it may have happened. So I'm bringing this all out because I'm sick of this. It's been going on for too long, and the police and the state should have gotten involved a long time ago to put these people out of this building. They should have moved. They should have moved on, and they have not. They're trying to perpetuate indirectly their racism or their criminal behavior by making up lies about my mental health and perpetuating, because I'm doing podcasts or whatever, an excuse to trespass. Say they put a cord to look in my home. It's a violation. They don't know how to, they should not be living here. They should be in jail. They should have went to jail for a long time. They should have went to jail a long time ago for what they did to me. But I need to show proof. That's the insanity of their insanity of their evil deeds. Just follow the damn law if you don't like or hear something, and then everything will be fine. Instead, you're going to go behind and make up stories about my health, mental health, to perpetuate some conspiracy because you don't like me being ambitious. You're trying to take away my dream. Use my songs to get money from. You don't want me to live here because you're ignorant. The state, the people in the county of anti-discrimination must investigate this building, as well as the police. They have criminals here. They have antisocial people here. They have bigots here and in this neighborhood. They should not be around me. And at the same time, making up stories about my mental health to make an excuse for their antisocial behavior is wrong. They're still a criminal, and people will see through this. That's the insanity of this. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.